Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 29th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, a new market intelligence report shows that Apple dominated the best-selling smartphone rankings for 2025, and the base iPhone 17 stands out for its position in the top 10. In total, Counterpoint Research says that iPhones filled 7 of the top 10 spots. Since it's measuring sales for the whole of 2025, it's no surprise that it's the iPhone 16 rather than the iPhone 17 that ranks number 1. What's notable, however, is that the base model iPhone 17, which only shipped in September, took 7th place. This contrasts with the iPhone 16 managing 10th place in 2024. And it very much reinforces the widespread view that the base iPhone 17 is the model to buy unless you specifically need one of the Pro features. The full rankings are as follows: iPhone 16, iPhone 16 Pro Max, iPhone 16 Pro, iPhone 17 Pro Max, Samsung Galaxy A16, Samsung Galaxy A06, iPhone 17, iPhone 15, Galaxy S25 Ultra, and iPhone 16e. So Apple again accounted for 7 of the top 10 spots, and Samsung didn't even show up on the chart until number 5. In total, Counterpoint says the iPhone 17 series achieved 16% higher sales than its predecessor during its first full quarter on the market. Next up today, Apple's first M5 products launched just 3 months ago, but a new report says we could see the first M6 product debut surprisingly soon. Mark Gurman, in his Power On newsletter, has offered an overview of what to expect from the Mac in the year ahead. After mentioning the M5 updates for the MacBook Pro, MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and more, he ended with a curious hint about the forthcoming M6 chip. He says that he thinks the M6 chip is potentially coming sooner than people anticipate. Not necessarily in these next laptops, but in the near future in some configurations. Apple released the M5 processor in October in the MacBook Pro, iPad Pro, and Vision Pro. Though it might seem soon for the M6, Gurman notes that there was only a 5-month gap between the M3 and the M4. Gurman doesn't specify which product might be the first to get the M6. Again, we're still expecting M5 updates for the higher-end MacBook Pros, the Mac Mini, and the MacBook Air. Apple could save the M6 for a new version of something like the iPad Pro or the iMac, but at this point, it's not really clear what's going on. We are expecting the M6 MacBook Pro later this year or in early 2027, with a total redesign and an OLED screen, but we're expecting some other M6 products to launch before that. So again, it's currently a big question mark which will be the first M6 product, but if Gurman's right, we could see it debut sometime in the next few months. We're sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. If you're someone who loves being organized and checking things off, you need to try Stuff. It's designed to make capturing tasks as easy and frictionless as possible, to help you keep your momentum and get things done. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or even using the camera, and Stuff turns them into actionable tasks right away. And lists in Stuff are built like completable projects, so whether you're planning a trip, starting a business, or working towards a big goal, you can break it down step by step and watch it take shape. Download Stuff for free today at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. You can get 50% off your first year of extra Stuff with code 9TO5 at checkout. Get Stuff done and start enjoying your to-do lists again. My thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. Rounding out today, 2 weeks ago, Apple announced its brand new Apple Creator Studio Bundle, offering its suite of creative apps for a single subscription. Now, Apple Creator Studio is available for everyone to try. Apple Creator Studio is $12.99 per month or $129 per year, but for educators and college students, pricing is just $3 per month or $30 per year. Included in Apple Creator Studio are Final Cut Pro, Logic Pro, and Pixelmator Pro for Mac and iPad, Motion Compressor and Main Stage for the Mac, intelligent features and premium content for keynote pages and numbers, and future features and premium content for Freeform. For those unfamiliar, Compressor is a media encoding and delivery tool used to customize how video and audio are exported. Motion is Apple's motion graphics tool for creating titles, transitions, and visual effects. MainStage, meanwhile, is a Logic Pro companion for live performances and customizable onstage instrument and vocal setups. One of the most notable parts, though, of the launch of Apple Creator Studio is that Pixelmator Pro is coming to the iPad for the first time. The app offers what Apple describes as a uniquely crafted experience that's optimized for touch and Apple Pencil. Apple acquired Pixelmator in November 2024, and this marks the first major change since that deal. Many of the apps included in Creator Studio have also added new features as part of this expansion. Final Cut Pro now has transcript search, visual search, and beat detection, while Logic Pro has added new chord ID, synth player, and sound library features. In Pages, Numbers, and Keynote, Apple says that Creator Studio subscribers can access a new content hub, which is a place to find curated, high-quality photos, graphics, and illustrations. There's also integration with generative models from OpenAI to generate high-quality images from text or to transform existing images. A subscription also unlocks access to features in beta for Keynote, including creating a first draft of a presentation from a text outline or creating presenter notes from existing slides. You can also use AI to clean up slides to fix layout and object placement. And in Numbers, Magic Fill allows subscribers to generate formulas and fill in tables based on pattern recognition. You can hit the link in the show notes for our full review roundup of Apple Creator Studio, and you can head to the App Store to download the apps today and subscribe. That wraps up another episode of 95 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 95Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.